If you do find the data from this trial compelling, will you also find it compelling to use NAB as opposed to regular paclitaxel? You know, one thing about NAB is you don't use corticosteroids. I don't know if that really means anything. Will you stick to the letter of the law, so to speak, or maybe diverge out?
I'm not sure, but the truth is that with paclitaxel, most of the time one drops the steroids after the first 2 weeks anyway. So I very much doubt that it's anything special about nab-paclitaxel. That said, particularly in the early days of using this outside of a trial, I don't really see any compelling reason not to stick to the letter of the trial. Most of the time we use paclitaxel and not nab-paclitaxel, but for the patients with first-line triple-negative disease who are getting a checkpoint inhibitor, why not do it the way the trial did it?